I'm Joy Mugure Mungai, and I'm going to talk about social life, especially when it comes to love. So love has become so difficult for a lot of people in this time and era, the 21st century, whereby people believe in the love that hurts. People believe in the love that is almost impossible. So the love that our parents had is an illusion to us, because we have already made it die, simply because people have allowed themselves describe love in a different way, in perception of they say that love is only love when you have benefits. People say that love is only love if at all someone is giving you something that is tangible, but you forget the fact that love is supposed to be unconditional. Love is supposed to be something that it does not have to hurt. It should be something that encourages the other person, the other party, and makes them like want to do everything, totally even go out of the odds just for you. So you find in this time and era, love hurts, whereby people are so heartbroken until they're so cold. And that's why you find that someone or a couple will decide to get married. But when they get married, the love dies. And you find that around 50% of the marriages in the world right now end up in divorce. 50%, the other 50% are the ones who struggle to keep the family all together, due to various reasons, like maybe children or maybe family status. Such things. But either way, I think people should first learn what love is, because what we are having right now in this generation is obsession, infatuation, such. But there is no real love. Real love is when you have a friend in that person you're calling a partner. Because if at all you cannot reach a place that you are confiding in that person, if at all you have reached a point in you cannot even tell them your deepest secret, then that's not your lover. Because your lover should understand you. Your lover should cry with you even the days that you have no one else to cry to. Your lover should be able to contemplate with you, but not to judge you. Everybody else in the society will judge you. Everybody else will claim that you're bad even when you're not. But your lover is the only person who can be able to know the pain that you're going through. So whenever you find that you cannot get a best friend in this person, you cannot get friendship in this person, then that is not love. That is infatuation. That is just, it's just like you people are just there helping each other and giving each other company. Love is not that careless. And the only way we will be able to like bring ourselves to the fact that love can exist again is when we let ourselves go through a peaceful and a humble kind of friendship that grows. You cannot just wake up one day and maybe you saw someone somewhere, and then that person looks exactly like whoever you want in your future, and you claim it's fate, and out of nowhere you are starting to date. At times you're the ones who risk our heart. We're the ones who take our hearts to the edge of heartbreaks. We take ourselves there. We carry ourselves there. So even when anything is to happen, we are the ones to blame. Because if you really care for yourself, if you really care for anything that happens around you, then you should be cautious, even the people you involve yourself with, people you get into a relationship with. Because if you want a healthy relationship, it should favor you. It should not make you compromise. A relationship will never make you compromise. A relationship will never make you try to fit in so that you may get to the conditions of the lover or the crush that you're having there. So let's try to love. Let's stop being people who only depend on bodily desires, because the body really lies a lot, and the body is a main medium of sin. When you learn in the Bible, those people who listened to their body, those who respected the demands of their body, most of them failed in one or another. Look at Samson. Samson listened to the desires of his body, and he did fail because the strength was taken away from him just because of the desire of the body. The body lacked a lady, not knowing who she was, and then he was able to the anointing that he had was taken away from him. Look at David. It made him to be able not to be able to build the temple that he had promised to build God. So several things make us fall short of God. So let's try to be people who mind the environment we are in and to do what is right.